he was swearing from the top of his voice. I asked him to come down and see if we could talk constructively, whether it be criticism or encouragement. But obviously when he came down, he continued to swear at the top of his voice, and I walked away. That's the end, and that's the beginning and the end of it. I should have not even have asked him to come down. I should have continued to walk, but I did. I thought that it might be a good idea to try and have a constructive conversation, but that obviously wasn't to be, and I walked away, and that's the end, start and the end of what it was. I could see the frustration, and I understand that, but you know, I don't understand the abuse, and I thought, well, let's come down and see if you've got something constructive to say, which, you know, obviously the closer we got, that never got any more constructive, and I just said that if you've got nothing constructive to say, then that's the end of the conversation, and I walked away. Of course, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but as long as it's constructive, you know, I don't understand the hurling of abuse that was coming from the gentleman's mouth that, you know, was just or necessary. But yeah, no, I'm disappointed more on my behalf for thinking that maybe he would have been able to have a constructive conversation, which obviously he wasn't able to conduct.